You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
All of that brings the time to 11 minutes past four, and it is time for the Entrepreneur Zone. With me in the studio, as always, is Steve Reed. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon, Richard. Good afternoon, listeners.
Nice to have you back, and you brought a guest with you this afternoon, Johan Potgieter. Good afternoon, Johan.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, listeners, and thank you for inviting me, Steve.
It's good to have you in the studio. Okay, five choices for blowing the doors off business as usual, all part of a book that we're working through. We're working through books this year.
Yep.
Okay.
And then hopefully fleshing it out with people who kind of apply the gems that we're looking at in the books. So before I introduce Johan, I just want to remind listeners that there was a little manifesto which goes like this about from this book. We are designed to choose and we are defined by choice. The freedom to choose may be the most powerful attribute and precious resource I have in my life. It shapes who I become, the success I achieve, and my influences in the world. I'm a product of my choices, not my conditions. Therefore, I make the following decisions. And 2 weeks ago, Johan, I spoke about the five choices. It's actually seven in the book, but because of time, etc., I made it five. Mm. And when I thought about this book and thought about choices, you were one of the first people that I thought of. So listeners, it's my privilege to introduce to you Johan Potgieter, who is, I think in Afrikaans, a huisvriend, but also someone who I count his opinion, his perspective with as a privilege. So, Johan, I wondered if you would take a moment just to introduce yourself so the listeners, when we start digging into the choices, know where you come from.
Thank you. Well, my name is Johan, as you've heard, Johan Potgieter, and I'm living in Fishhoek, Cape Town, happily married, have three kids, and five grandchildren now.
Okay.
And two of them are in the States, like many listeners, I'm sure, all over the world. So business-wise or income-wise, me and my wife, we focus on a passion that we have called Life is Beautiful on the Camino. Like to take people to Portugal to walk the Camino to Santiago de Compostela, which is great. And then myself, I've got my own practice as well, where I focus on helping foreigners coming to the country to study, to work, just to retire, to be legally here, to have a good status and in terms of immigration. So that's my focus.
All right. So later on, just before we finish, if listeners want to find out more about the Camino, or they're interested, something sparked interest there, we'll give your cell phone number.
Yes, you're welcome.
Fantastic. Thank you, Johan. So I spoke about five choices.
Yes.
And I shared the podcast with you. And I asked you what choice that I shared resonated with you and why.
Steve, I think all of those choices, I mean, those are good choices and a good podcast as well. I would say the one that resonates with me most, if I have to make choose between them, it would be focusing forward.
Okay.
Focusing forward, also playing to your genius. I thought that was genius. But I think focusing forward is something that we all need every now and then. You know, we all go through over speed bumps. We hit a pothole now and then. We are not, immune to those kind of things. And when that happens, you are tempted to kind of sit and to think of the past, that what you have lost maybe. And in terms of focusing forward, it's helpful to get out of the ditch and to move on into your next season that's opening up for you. Because it won't happen while you're sitting down and just think, or as you put it, just look in your rear mirror all the time.
Correct. You really learn from what went on in the past.
Oh, yeah.
But you need to be focusing forward. And the illustration that I used was of the father-son, the son who had cerebral palsy, was born with cerebral palsy, and the father who made the choice to, with his son, do over 1,000 marathon-type events, giving his son, if you like, the ability to enjoy life, etc. He absolutely, even though he was seated in the chair, he absolutely loved that.
Yeah.
And that was focusing forward, not on how could this have happened, why did this happen to us, etc., which are questions which most of us would ask, but then, like you said, they refuse to keep on staring at the rearview mirror and look forward.
And I think that, one do not realize that we actually, once we go through something like that, we actually go through some kind of loss, grief process, where it's good to take stock, where it's good to kind of get perspective and so on, but at some stage you've got to move on. At some stage you've got to make the choice that you're going to move out of this and you're going to move into the next. I think that's very important.
Johan, you just recently, I was at doing a workshop for a college, and I had a big open board, and I put a dot on the board, and I asked them, what do you see? And of course they said they see the dot. And I said, well, how many of you also see the massive white, either the paper or the board behind it? And that's the tricky thing with something that happens to us, that we can become out of perspective. We can get out of perspective and we only see the dot.
Yeah.
So by making a choice, we also say, okay, what else is there? Wonderful. Why would you say, for the listener's sake, why would you say that choices are important? I just want to remind you, there was this lovely catchphrase in the book, we are designed to choose and we're defined by your choices. An author friend in the past said to me, you make your choices and then your choices make you. So why, Johan, would you say?
Well, Steve, I think you've got to choose to start where you are and with what you have. And the moment you choose to use that, for example, what you have, and not dwell on what you don't have, it will open doors for you into the next. So you've got to take, and when I talk about choices, I'm not talking about many times huge choices. I'm talking about small, you know, kind of choices as well. If you take the next step, if you make a choice to move on, for example, if you make let's say you make a choice to build your CV, what's the next thing I can do? I can attend a course, and then you do that. It may open a door for you so that it's very valuable one day when you're going to apply for a job. And people look at your CV, and that choice that you've made, even 5 years ago, may make a difference in terms of your new job. So, yes, I think choices are important because it opens the future for you. And without those choices, you won't move into the next choice. You've got to make a choice to get to a next choice or next opportunity.
Yeah. And along the way, not every choice we make will necessarily bear huge fruit.
That's right.
But making the choice is also healthy for us. So within your vocation, within your illustrious career, you've had quite a career. What are some choices that you've made that you look back on with gladness?
I think you're going to focus on it. I know that's a big, it's close to your heart, but I think to have a growth mindset has been always been something that I've kind of embraced. Wherever you are, you must try and grow. I think using your opportunities, there's that Latin phrase that says carpe diem, seize the day. That's right, yeah. And it makes so much sense when you look at the opportunities that you have and you take a hold of those opportunities, well, the good ones anyway. And then I think wherever you are, don't let your environment determine your joy in a sense, but be able to try and make a difference. It goes very much with what you said last time with play to your genius. I think you've got to be able to, even if you feel that you do an insignificant job, you can make that insignificant job shine by, try to make a difference. You know, even if I'm thinking of people that are maybe working at a till, just by smiling at a customer, you make a difference. You know, you can do that wherever you are. And I think also very important is to stick at things to keep focus. I think a lot of people get distracted, and we all get distracted easily, especially now with the whole information overload.
Yeah.
So you've got to be able to keep focus and almost like put boundaries around you that can help you to keep focus, because it's so easy to get distracted. So sure. There's a number of others, but I would think those ones would be definitely.
So those are some of the things that brought joy into your life.
Mm.
But, you know, anyone who's got a bit of silver in their head, their hair, if they've got hair, will know that there can be great choices, but there can be choices that didn't work out as well. So what would you do differently if you could do some things over again? What would you say, for example, to an 18-year-old who's starting out their journey? Who's maybe listening today? They love Zone Radio. They love the music,
yeah.
And they're hearing these two bullies talk about choices. Can you draw from your own experience where you'd say, "Okay, I'd probably do that one differently," and then turn it to what about this 18-year-old? Who? What would you say to them?
Mm. I think one of the things that we do when we are just venturing into, let's say, the real world, in a sense, is we think that everything will come easy, or let me say in terms of time span, we think in terms of months, in terms of years. I think the older older you become, you start thinking of seasons.
Yeah, decades.
Decades. So I think one of the things that we, would encourage everybody to do, and that I would have even done better, would be to think in terms of seasons, not only in terms of years. I mean, later on I've discovered that it actually sets you free when you start thinking in terms of seasons, you know, because everything is dated. Everything is dated. Even, I believe that the insurance companies have kind of invented, some people say they've invented the whole thing of going on pension, because you can decide at 60 or 65 or 55, now you are past your shelf date. That's not true.
No, absolutely.
You've got to think in terms of seasons. You've got to think there's still a lot I can contribute. Even if I'm 70, I can still contribute a lot. 75, and think in terms of seasons. So that's what I would tell a young person to embrace. It's not only to think, you know, I'm going to get rich within a couple of years. I'm going to retire. Don't think like that. Think in terms of seasons. Think in terms of there's a life in front of me, which is going to consist of plowing, of planting, of harvesting. And it's a cycle that's going to repeat itself through my life. And I've got to work with that.
Sure. I think the analogy of a farmer is a good one to bear in mind. Lovely. In entrepreneurship, in business, they also say you hopelessly over-imagine what you can achieve in 3 months, 6 months. You know, oh, I'm going to do, but then you under-imagine. You don't really realize what you can do in a year or two or five.
Mm.
So again, it's around being realistic about the time frame.
Yeah.
And I like the words that you use, the season. So, talking about business owners, we live in a very uncertain environment.
Yeah.
They call it a VUCA environment, it's an acronym which stands for V, volatility, U, uncertainty, C, complexity, and A, ambiguity.
Well,
what a thing. You know, that falls on your head, you're dead. But it just simply means that the number of choices you're having to make today probably not is far more complex than 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. Jan, what choices would you encourage business owners with today?
I think to in terms of being in an age like you said, I call it information overload. A lot of information out there. We need discernment in terms of what to focus on. But I think that if I can advise any business person at the moment, I would say to keep to the basics. To keep to the basics, because we are living in a very complicated world, and we need to declutter, and we need to keep to the basics. And the one thing I'm thinking of is there's no substitute for personal service. To keep your business personal, I think that would be my number one recommendation or encouragement, because with AI coming into the into the fore, we've got the internet, we've got all of those things, but nothing can replace a personal touch. I mean, think for yourself when you go to a when you phone a company and you talk to a computer the whole time that's moving you from step 3 to step 4 to step 5. Isn't it a relief just to talk to somebody, a friendly person that's knowledgeable? I mean, what would you give to that? I mean, you will pay actually a premium for that.
Yeah.
So there's nothing that will, you know, that will take the place of personal service. Be personal.
So two things you said there is remember the basics. And, yeah, we don't have to complicate business.
No. It,
if you can continue, and we're talking to the listeners now, if they can continue to add value at a continuous basis and be make the customer genuinely feel like a king.
Yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful. All right, finally, what would you say is a motto or a saying that you've adopted that you can share with our listeners? What's a saying, you know, like we saw there, you are defined by choices and you designed to choose. What's one that you have, Johan?
I think in England they use the, I don't know if it's a slogan or a saying, where they say, you know, for God, for king, and for country. Now, for me, I would say for God, and family, and then business in terms of priority.
Okay.
That has been some like a beacon to me all my life, is that, yes, my family is important, and my family is more important than my business. Or my focus on my business. I need to focus on my family first. I think that's an important thing. Business is very important, because your business will help you to take care of your family and so on. But I think keep our priorities right in terms of what is important, our families above our businesses.
Lovely. I remember a story about, I think it was Samuel Taylor, and he and his father kept a journal separately, and he went fishing with his father, and he wrote in his diary, "Went fishing with Dad, best day ever." And the father wrote, "Went fishing with Samuel, another day wasted." Interesting that they looked at the same event, but different. And I think Samuel was the wiser one at that stage. Invest in your family.
Yeah.
But remember the priority that you place there, you're able to continue to support them through your business. Great one. Johan, I want to just remind the listeners that you are an attorney, you're a lawyer, and you're an immigration lawyer, so that if anyone wanted to contact you, I'm going to ask you to share your number. And occasionally, you take people to on these lovely walks.
Mm.
They're not small walks. They're like 10 days or so plus, but they're called Caminos. And so if any listener wants to get hold of you, inquire about that, either of those two elements, what is the number that they can get hold of you on?
082-44-61-444. And just about the way, our next Camino is in September. And if listeners are interested in that, they can also contact 084-520-7777. I repeat that, 084-520-7777. That would be to my wife, Electa, who can give them all the information.
Wonderful. So thank you for sharing that. But also thank you for making the choice to be with me today and share with our listeners, Richard.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. That was wonderful. And we'll see you. Thank you for coming in, Johan, and sharing of your time.
Thank you, Richard.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Absolutely. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Richard.
Take care.